People out there believing God for a lot of stuff. Miracles. I mean, you listen to the right stuff, you'll do the right things. I mean, you listen to the right stuff long enough, you'll find your faith charged up and you're ready to do anything. But the thing that I heard that he's a God, that he could swear by no other name other than himself. When he swore to Abraham, he could swear by no other name other than his own. Basically means we said he swore by an oath. They said by two things. You could tell that God was a man that would do what he said he would do. The first one is that he does not change. There was a word there, but that basic word means that God is a God that does not change. Somebody said he will do what he says he's going to do. There's nowhere in Scripture says he ever changes his mind. That blew me away. Somebody said, that's the first promise. How many believe in God for some stuff that hadn't happened yet? Amen. Okay, I'm going to encourage you in the stuff that you've been praying for and believing God for. Amen. And it has not happened yet. God wants to let you know where he is at on the road to your progress to getting your miracle. He said, I want you to know where I'm at in all this. You're not by yourself. Do you know everything you're believing God for, everything you're standing in faith with, God started it. How many got a promise that God started? You would have been fine if nobody told you something. You didn't hear something prophesied. You didn't read something. I mean, you just didn't get that wild hair all by yourself. The thing that you're believing God for, that hope that you have, there's a hope within your heart. There's an expectation in your heart. You think you did it yourself. You didn't do it yourself. You don't think those kind of things. We know what we think. Come on, you know what kind of stuff you think. You have to take your thoughts captive. I mean, you don't have God. You don't have God in on those things, you know, those things that you know you shouldn't be thinking. That's not what you're standing in faith for. Amen. But there's some things approved of God, absolutely all right with God. God's not against it. God is for it 100%. And he wants you to know, first of all, that's his deal. You didn't start it. He did. And he is just as bound to the manifestation of that promise than what you are. Actually, he is more committed to it. Amen. Somebody say integrity binds him to his word. He says something, then he does not forget it. Every day he remembers it. How many of you remember your desires every day? You don't remember every day. One day you think about it, next day you don't. I mean, you believe in God for the, you know, one day you're thinking about, you're believing God for a house, you're believing God for a car, new mate, whatever it is. One day you're all on it, amen? Next day you can forget it, amen? Depends on what's on TV is what you're believing for. But that's not the way. Yes, you got to trade in. But that is not the way that it is with God. God is consistent. Say he's consistent in his faith. Wow. I mean, I figured out that God is the partner to my faith. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. I like that. That's what God says. Listen, if I started it, I'm going to finish it. I don't care how long it takes. We're going to finish this thing out. He is doing what he needs to do. And all you got to do is do what you need to do. And he said, every day I'm mindful of my promise. You know that's in the word. And it said he swore by two things. First of all, that he does not change. It says that his will does not change. His will is his purpose. Say his will does not change. He turned to Hebrews. We've been there. But we'll just get you encouraged. You'll be happy. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have an anchor as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which entereth into the veil within. One is that God will never change what he's promised you. And the second thing, even if he changed, he bound himself to it. He swore by an oath. First of all, it's an impossibility for God to change. The thing that you're believing God to do, that is a possibility. Because there's nothing in Scripture that says he wouldn't do it. Said he would do it, he could do all things. There is no roadblock to your miracle. Do you know that? But there is a roadblock to God not following through on what he said he would do. It's impossible for God not to follow through. But your miracle is possible. God does not change. He wants you to know that your miracle is more possible than your failure, as far as God's concerned. Right here, verse 17. Wherein God more willingly abundant to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel. Right there. Basically what it means is that the unchangingness, the impossibility of change of his counsel. That's what that means in 17. That means that thing that God wants to do in your life and for you, it's impossible for him to change his mind about it. But he said, with God, all things are possible. But one thing that's impossible, he is not going to change his mind concerning you. That's one thing you got on your side with receiving what you want from God. The next thing that you got on your side, that even if the Bible were untrue, which it's not. So we say, even if. Even if that scripture that he wrote here was just hearsay and not fact, nor reality. That the Bible says that God is a God that doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His will, his word are one. They never change. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will always remain. What does that mean? My word will always remain. Mean that he's always going to be talking? No, he said, listen, what I say, it will never change. It's solid. The word is a solid rock. God knows exactly. He speaks his mind. And you know what? He thought it out before he even spoke it. He doesn't say anything that won't last for all time. Isn't that good? Said the first thing, it's impossible for God to change his mind. No matter what you've done, he hasn't changed his mind. Amen. The gifts and callings of God without repentance. Do you know that? That's a scary thing. Say, he's not going to change his mind. People are given the change. Circumstances are given the change. But his mindset has not changed. And some of you have got promises, God, in your ministry, in your family, in your home, in your finances, whatever it is, there are promises out there, and every once in a while you go through some rough roads. You have to get to those things where you have to be long-suffering. Somebody say, go through. There's certain things you got to go through, but while you're going through, just because circumstances have changed, he hasn't. Just because the figure on your checkbook changes sometime, he hasn't. Just because the attendance might change every now and then. He hasn't. Somebody say, he hadn't changed his mind. Period. Second, even if he does. And if he does, we got a real big problem. Because we got to throw the whole thing out. If one scripture isn't true, none of them are. I mean, we're going to have to pull Paul up and stone him again for lying. It says, even if he did change, he did another thing. First, it said he swore by himself. He swore. He didn't have to swear, but he did. Somebody said, what does that swearing mean? That means, it says that he made an oath. And that oath means that every time God makes a promise, he takes an oath with that promise. He said, listen, I swear by it. First of all, I don't have to promise you anything. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. I'm not like everybody else. If I say I'm going to pay you, I'm going to pay you. If I say I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up. But just in case you don't believe me. Just in case. I swear with an oath. I'll cut a covenant with you on it. Somebody say, just in case he's not true, I've got a covenant. Isn't that good?
Amen.
I mean, see, that's backed up solid, isn't it?
Solid.
Just in case he's not a fair God, you got a covenant. Just in case he's not a God of integrity, you've got a covenant. What is the oath? And the oath means, that oath means, he said he swore by an oath, that means I'll bind myself to my word to perform it. And when God cuts a covenant, that means he sticks to it. Do you know the reason why we're still down here with the Holy Ghost? Because of God's covenant. Think. Why are we still down here instead of rapture and all this thing wrapped up? Because God made a covenant with mankind. He's still here. And we're still doing the word. You know, he said, I'll be a redeemer, I'll be a savior, I'll heal the sick, I'll do all of these things that he promised to do. And then he went up, but you know, he hasn't gone up completely. He's still here in us. And do you know what we are? We are the word in action. What does it mean? We are God's oath to mankind. We are the manifestation of God. He did not leave the covenant that he had with mankind just out there all by itself. He said, I'm going to go up, but I'm going to leave my Holy Ghost down here in a living church. Amen. To make sure it comes to pass. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten you. I got it on my mind. I want you to know that I am bound by my word to you. He says, I will ever be mindful of my promise. I will ever be mindful of my covenant. He remembers his covenant. How many times have you heard that in Scripture? He remembers his covenant. That means he's stuck there. Do you know that thing that God's promised? His hand has been on it from the day he spoke it. Guarding that covenant. You think you have to guard a word by yourself? No, God's there. You think you have to guard a word by yourself? You have to guard your own word. Of course you got to do this because it takes you to agree with God. And when the Bible says all the promises of God are yes and amen, anybody wonder what that meant? All the promises of God are yes and amen. That means they only come to pass when we sang tonight in the Spirit, yes, yes. You know what that means? That's how you get the promises of God, by agreeing with God.
Yes.
You're not trying to change his mind. He started it. And what you're doing is you're getting conformable to his mindset. You're getting out of strife with God. There are a lot of people that are in strife with God. That means they can't agree with his level. They can't agree with God with what he's trying to say about your miracle. All he's trying to do is convince you of your miracle. And as soon as you can get in agreement with God on your miracle, guess what? There'll be a manifestation to the miracle, to whenever it is. Say he's there, guarding it. And as soon as he can renew your mind, as soon as he can renew your mind, cover your heart and check your heart. Amen. He'll speak. You hear, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and all those things. As you know, he's right there. As soon as you can hang around him, that word, he said, as soon as I can paint this picture clear to you, you'll have it. Say, so he's there working it. He swore by an oath that he would not leave us. He's right there. I mean, that's integrity, isn't it? He's not one of those out of sight, out of mind people. I mean, he says it. He said, okay, I done spoke my word on it. That means I'm going to be there until there's a manifestation. You want to find God? Go to the place where you're believing. If you think you've missed God, and you don't know where God is, go to the place where you were believing. Because go to the place where he cut a covenant with you. Because he will not leave his covenant. If you ever feel dry on the inside of your spirit, on the inside of your heart, lonely and wayward, whatever it is, go back to your faith. God is right there. Why? You might screw up. You might mess up. You might be in left field, amen. But his word, he's still there by the word. He'll wait for that word. I mean, you could be out in the bar someplace, but he's still there at that word, amen. He said, listen, he changes. I don't. I'm here for the word's sake. Amen. I'm here guarding my word. It's not about you. It's about what he said he would do.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to wait for some of us to drop off to give it to one of our seed. You know, he did that. People die off and then the seed inherits the promise. He said, I'll wait you out. I'll wait 90 years and put you in the ground. And I'll still be there. I'll be at your funeral. Amen. I'm going to bring this word to pass. He's done that with nations. Look at the children of Israel in the wilderness. I mean, they were out there trying to believe God. God was out there in the wilderness. He said, you play me. I'm not going to give up on this word. Amen.
Yeah.
This word will not die. This word will live long after you're gone. But it's even better for you to get in agreement with that word and see it happen while you're in the land of the living. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Say, all the promises of God are yes and amen. You got a revelation on that? That means you just agree. I'm going to bless you, make you the head, not the tail. Yes and amen. That's how you get it. God says, I'm going to put you at the top of your class. Amen. I'm going to put you on a better street. And you say, Lord, don't you see what I got? Well, you're in strife. Anybody ever try to do something with people that just can't get in the same flow with you? Difficult. Anybody ever had somebody always working against you? I mean, you come up with this great idea. Doesn't that look great? I don't know about that color. You can't do that. Well, many times we're that way with God. We're that way with God. And you can't get promises like that. You must agree completely with God. Somebody say amen from the core of your spirit. Now, just speak in tongues. That's all I want to tell you. Somebody say, that's a miracle. I just believed him to stop at 9:30. Hallelujah. And he did. Somebody say, glory to God. Say, he's there to perform his word. I mean, brother, in that year you were out there. He was still there. Some of y'all have been off doing a lot of wild stuff. God was right there waiting for you to come right back. Somebody say amen,
amen.
To get right with it. I will believe God. I will trust God. And he will do exactly what he says he will do. No matter what we have to go through in the meantime, well, I'll last it. Now smile like you're glad about it. Some of you were thinking about throwing away some of your promises. Don't be dumb. Somebody say, don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. You better hold on to it. You might throw it away. God don't. His computer, you ever had a computer where you try to get rid of stuff that just won't go away? You put it in a recycle bin. It's still there. You just cannot get it off your hard drive. Amen. You might try to delete it, but I tell you what, God is going to hold that thing there. Somebody say, it cannot be deleted. What he spoke about you, it cannot be deleted.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. It cannot be deleted.
Amen.
He promised me I'm going to be a great singer. I didn't say that. I did not. I'm just using it as an example. Whatever it is, guess what? I don't care if you sound like a frog crowing in a field someplace. It cannot be deleted. He told you you're going to be a concert pianist. And you go through a car accident and you lose all your fingers down the freeway. Guess what? It cannot be deleted. It might be challenging. That's how God does stuff. He freaks you out. As soon as you realize that God's promises cannot be deleted no matter what. Somebody say, even though I can't see them, they're still there. And many of you got some hidden files that God's going to bring back to your remembrance. Amen. They will not be deleted. The Holy Ghost is there to bring back to your remembrance those things that have not been deleted out of your spirit. You don't need a new promise. There's a whole bunch of stuff you just can't see. He's not done yet. He's only just begun. Are you glad about it? I like that kind of stuff. We told the people here, you got to have this kind of faith. Even when it looks like it's over. It ain't. And we got scripture to prove it. I mean, we got some people and some things. Amen. Jesus lost and won at the same time. He died and was in the grave. Somebody say, that's over, isn't it? He got up again. So they say, even though there's curtain, I mean, the fat lady will sing, the curtains will fall. Amen. They will cut off the power. Amen. It ain't over until he says it's over. I don't care if you die. You'll get back up again.
Amen.
Isn't that what he did with Lazarus? They said, Lord, come here. Your friend's dying. They said, you better hurry up. You better get over there. And then Jesus was detained by somebody else's faith. By the time he got there, that man was stinking. I mean, he got some stinking promises. I mean, stinking promises. You mean that's what you said? By the time God got there, they said, Lord, it stinks. Forget it. Leave it down. God said, get up. Get up. Get up. Get it up anyhow. Yet shall he live. Say, my promises will come to pass, even though at times my believing stinks. Anybody got a promise in the grave stinking? Anybody smell? Anybody had people with stinking attitudes? Stinking spirits? Critical. Somebody say, that. You know why they got stinking attitudes and stinking spirit? They got a promise someplace in a grave someplace. Somebody say, somebody's mad about a dream. Somebody's mad about a prayer that they couldn't get answered. Amen. Somebody say, stinking. Say, Lord, what is it that we can resurrect to get that spirit out of here? Glory to Jesus. Stand up. Isn't that good? I'm not worried about a thing. Don't care how rough it looks. Don't care. Seriously. You can rock out. I mean, you got to get that way. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm enjoying Jesus. Amen. Somebody say praise God. You better learn to hold your stinking friends. Amen. Hold your stinking promises and be real proud of it. I mean, get in that grave with Lazarus, roll up, and somebody say, hallelujah, don't worry about Lazarus, we'll be all right, you and me. These grave clothes will come off, we'll be looking just fine. Somebody say, I'm not afraid of stinking promises. How many of you want to know him as the resurrection and the life? Hallelujah, I want your dreams resurrected. I want your hope resurrected. Actually, it didn't die because God is with it. You renew your mind and you'll find out that thing is still alive in you. I don't care what it is. It is still alive. So you get diligent and work on it. Bring in the Holy Ghost.